Moment. She may be out later. She may not. And deputy supervisor, I'll be running a hearing, maybe part of the meeting tonight. In order to do Stone and whoever's speaking, they take down their mask when they're done speaking.
Such a great, didn't hear what you said.
I said, whoever's speaking, when they're called upon, they take on their mask to speak, but immediately after, please will turn your mask to your face.
Okay, my name's Tim Kelly, planning board chair, and upon request from the town board several months ago, they asked the planning board to come up with some type of law or regulations concerning solar and wind power in the town of Amboy. And we came up with a proposal, which we had since when it first came out, have negated the 1 year as a moratorium to 90 days. But we feel that the concept of the law itself is pretty much the situation where it actually protects the landlord. And it protects them in a way that they know how to look out for different things when they go to make contractual contracts with the companies that they're dealing with. So I don't know, Bruce, do you want to go through this or should we have copies here available? We have copies available to you, sir. Yeah, I think because it has been posted and it was available here at the town hall here, happy to know if anybody was interested in it. There isn't too much to say. It's just my opening remarks basically tell that situation is to protect the landowners, the town, the residents, well-being, safety, and welfare. And it's going to, after 90 days, we'll come up with a permanent plan. But we have to have something right now to give us time to organize our thoughts and make sure that we do the best that we can. It's no way going to affect a smaller operation, small-scale solar system. And that says any solar system that cumulatively on a lot meets all following provisions. It is an accessory use or structure designed and intended to generate electricity primary for the principal use located on site, which means your home or your farm, and has total ground surface area no larger than 4,000 square feet. Which that, in terms of solar, with regard to the number of solar panels. Another thing we'll be looking at is expanding that, as long as it's not a commercial situation, where the president, the landowner owner himself wants to add additional, but there's gotta be something in place to protect the landowner. There's a lot of things to consider. Decommissioning, if something ever happened, the taxes will change on your property. More than likely, it will go. If you're doing it for a commercial business, it will turn into a commercial property. And thus, you will be assessed differently than what you maybe are, maybe in an agricultural area. So, all that has to come into play. But we do need the time to do this, but we wanted to act quickly. There are many towns that haven't acted quickly on all Elkhart, just going down one the other night. Constantia has one in the area, so we're not the only ones that have this. This is something that it's coming in fast, and a lot of people have gotten letters and they're concerned about it. And justifiably so. We don't want to tell anybody what they're going to do with their property or how they're going to make their money. But when big business comes in and starts dealing with a lot of people, you know, we can get hurt. We just want to prevent that in the end, to make just basic concessions. Bruce, unless you want to order or say something. Thank you.
Just one little thing, I thought, pardon me, but what about if you're in agriculture district and someone in that district decides they want to put it up?
I would assume there would have to be some type of division of property where you would be taxed on the amounts that you have for the farm. Say if you get 200 acres, you don't want to put it on a 10 acre lot. Obviously, your whole thing is going to become okay. That's up to the assessor, of course, but I'm sure that's the equitable way to do it. You tax that only the part of your land that's actually producing money, where you're receiving money from the lease from the company.
Yeah, there's a question.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I would think that surveying, that's when that would fall right back on the homeowner of the property.
So do you have any questions?
Well, no, I think these things that are again, whatever, so it's like, how do you say it? It's like, did you put any of this in up for the people for the town of Amboy to vote on it, or this for the people themselves to vote on this stuff?
Well, the way the local law structure works is that in any town law, regardless, there has to be a public hearing concerning that, where all residents and taxpayers are notified that they have to come to and give their opinion, such as you are here tonight. And we have to do it that way because we can't have a special election concerning this. This is your opportunity or anyone else's opportunity to voice your opinion. And if you don't take advantage of it, it's kind of tough to.
Well, you can't take advantage of it if you can't come to the meeting, if you don't know when the meetings are or whatever. It's like, and as far as these papers and stuff go, right, I know for a fact, I can look on my cell phone and tell you, I've contacted the office here several times looking for different papers and stuff and never got contacted back or never got papers I was looking for. I know that for a fact.
That's dealing with the newspaper, you said?
No, that's dealing with the town board, the town hall numbers right here. I've called Marianne Clark's office several times looking for papers and stuff and looking for time to come in or whatever, right? And I never got nothing because I got right on my cell phone. I had to pull it up and show you the dates on it and stuff.
Well, we do take the usual routes of displaying the ads in the newspaper, putting it on the website, and having them here in the town. I don't know much else we could do, with the exception of going out handing it to everybody, and you know everybody's going to show up. The concerned citizens, that's why you're here.
Well, it's been limited because of coronavirus.
And it's been very limited because of that, too.
There is a paper on the side door that says, if you have questions for anybody that works in this office, to call the number that is on the door, which is my home phone number, which is where I've been working out most of the time.
Oh, you don't answer, you don't check on the phone?
Well, I do check the phone, Albert, and when you start out a conversation by yelling into the phone, I delete the message.
Well, I don't start yelling into the phone.
Yeah, you did. Marianne Clark, blah, blah, blah. No. This is not how to get your way to do things. You want to call me at home? I'd be more than happy to give you anything you need.
I've called you calm and stuff like that right there and don't get nowhere with nothing. So it's like you don't call me back. You don't say, hey, excuse me, you were kind of rude or something on the phone. Or stuff. You don't do that. You used to talk to me. Now you don't talk to me. So it's like.
We've waited to hear it here. We need to get back to the area.
I don't know what he said, but whatever.
We've moved away from the hearing. We need to get back to the hearing.
All right.
The board isn't open yet.
Well, he asked me questions. That's why I said so.
Well, I asked you if you had any questions pertaining to this.
And I did.
Yeah.
And I said I can't get papers and stuff because of whatever. So.
Well, and that's just that's how you did that.
Right.
I'm sorry. They were available. Is there any more discussion on the solar and wind? Well, we cannot vote during the first hearing on this moratorium, so we'll have to wait until the regular board meeting. Our second portion of the hearing is for increasing the town ZBA.
Mm-hmm.
ZBA from 3 members up to 5 members. Do we have any discussion on this?
I don't. I'm all about it.
Does the public have any objections?
Well, I kind of do if you're asking me, because it's like my question is, why do you need to boost it up to 2 more members when you got 3 on the beginning?
I can answer that question for you, sir. Because of the situation with just 3 members, and there comes a time when one member may have to recuse himself. You follow me?
Yeah.
So in that way, if another member is sick, we're down to 1. So he can't have his own. And it isn't fair to the individual like yourself that's coming to the ZBA to get a permit to do something. Okay? So rather than let that go on, and we have just a few limited number of people that even volunteer to be on either the ZBA, the planning board, or the other boards. So we're taking some of the people from the planning board and making a separate board itself, independent from each other. But there's a like people on it. There are some changes between the two. But that's all for the benefit of the resident, so that we can have these meetings very quickly and then get on with it. Their construction, whatever they're doing.
Well, I thought you had all the people to fill in for people that wasn't able to show up anyway.
Pardon me?
I thought you had alternate people to show up for the people that wasn't available.
We do, and along with this situation, we've had 2 people dropped out. We're going to have 2 more dropping out. So we're going to have less and less people to deal with. So we're just going to be, you know, if you're interested in something like this, that's fine. We need people that are interested, that are knowledgeable of the situation, step up. So it's goes both ways. But no, we don't have enough. And even in that case, we still wouldn't have enough.
It's very difficult
now. So I'll tell you, two of the alternates are gone for the winter.
All right, I'm interested, but the thing is, I've lived in this town for 40 years. Okay. Some of my years was back in Lake.
I've been on the side of the table.
I'm right now.
So let's see if she's.
Okay. And I'm interested in what's going on around town and stuff, because I'm going to tell you, I talked to different people and they told me that they were interested in the stuff, but they won't speak.
You do this before, Mr. Clayton. You see, you talk to people tell you this. Unless you're getting specifics as to what people, they should come themselves, or you should mention their names, because this hearsay business just doesn't work in these type of meetings.
We just work on facts, sir.
All right, well, I get that.
That's what we have to do. If you have a legitimate correction, something to bring
to the report. Well, like I said, when I talk about contacting, the thing is right here. I can tell you that stuff, but that's not here or there. The thing it is, I am interested in being part of the town or whatever. I mean, I lived in this town for 30 some years, right? Plus, when I was a kid, I lived in this town, right? I lived on what is Little Pond Road when I was a kid.
Well, I've only been up here 5 years, like 10 years, and the last 5-7 years I've belonged to some type of organization here, but I've never seen you, sir.
Well, I came to meet once in a while, and I kind of say to myself, I do talk to people and go out and ask questions of people and stuff.
Well, one thing you should do is when you're talking to people, make sure you get them here.
Some people don't even care. They don't even read the paper.
Well, that's your prerogative.
Yep.
Our town meetings are open to anyone. They may attend, maybe watch it on Zoom or participate on Zoom.
Well, I don't have access to that, so it's like,
anybody with a telephone can join a Zoom meeting.
Well, my internet stuff ain't got them right, so I got to try to get all of the people to see why it's not getting the water brand.
What we're saying is
that
you can call in on your cell phone.
Yeah.
And you can call in on your picture, but you can participate.
All right, well, my cell phone is limited to me because it's under my son's name. Right?
I can't tell you that. All I'm saying is you held up your cell phone and said you have a phone.
So well, I have
we'll,
a phone.
We'll dispense for the
reason. Well, I have a phone, and then, like I said, I said I have phone numbers on there.
So okay, is there anything else from the public? Okay, I guess we can close the... Have you had something?
No.
I guess we can close the hearing on increasing the ZDA membership from 3 to 5. 3, 4, 5, 6.
So the choosing session here.
Thank you very much, folks.
Thank you.
We will continue.
Okay.
Both of our hearings are hereby closed. We will start the town board meeting immediately. We don't process the Pledge of Allegiance, so we don't have to say that again. You bet.
Thank you. I apologize. I do not feel well. Thank you so much for taking care of all that. Since the fire department is here, you can go ahead and start with you guys. You have a couple of things for us, right? Second chief.
Your first assistant. Okay. Our pretty good. You apologize for tonight. Very busy. Yeah, very busy. As you guys know, I will say we've been really busy lately. Brush fires, lots of brushing calls. You guys are well aware of the Constantia fire we had.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys heard any statistics about that, but that was a very large fire. Okay. We had a meeting this Sunday over at Pearl Harbor Ryan Gun Club with some mutual departments. There was actually at that fire there was 28 departments. There was over 130-ish people there. Three different counties. Everything went great. No accidents, no injuries. Helicopter, we had a drone. We had 2 force rangers. Myself personally, I was on that fire for 7.5 hours. I know there was a lot of other people that were on there a lot longer than myself. The next day, we had a 4th ranger that was there from 11 o'clock in the afternoon, 11 o'clock, and he was there till dark, cutting trees, checking hot spots, things of that sort. We had a structure fire up there on 69 the other night. It's just been a busy year. But the brush fires have just been, it's been unreal.
Well, you have another one on Mary Bryan? 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
In the middle of the night?
We had the, Mary Bryan, we had fire in the middle of the night. I think that's with brush fire, but that was.
Some kind of a structured fire?
Yeah, it was a structured fire.
Reason that you guys have been really busy.
Yep, it's been pretty good here so far. We're at 97 calls from the
compliment you guys on how you've been doing.
Yeah, thank you very much. And
I want to say that louder. 97 calls to date since January 1st. That's a crazy number of calls. Okay, there was an issue about AirPak.
Yep.
This just came to mind.
I believe in the last board meeting, or I believe it was in the papers, it was said that we purchased 10 AirPaks. It was the whole AirPak that we had purchased. It was just the bottles itself.
which cost $11,000. They're $1,100 a piece. It's got an air package. Triple that. But just the bottles themselves. So the fire department wanted to clear it up and make sure people knew it was just the bottles, not the cap.
We had just, we were on a 3-year deal. We were trying to figure, we had to replenish everything at the station. We had the trucks, we had the spare bottles on the trucks, and then we had spare bottles, 10 spare bottles. Just in general, just in case something happens that we can put back on trucks. And we just purchased our last 10 bottles. So we are, after this shipment comes in, we are going to be fully up to snuff and up to date with our bottles.
And that was the biggest concern.
Yes.
They bought 10, they're buying, they've got 10 on order, and we inadvertently said the whole Scott air pack instead of the bottles. And then next year, when they have to buy new bottles, or in the near future, when they have buy them again, we don't want that mistake to carry forward, you know, as they're replacing equipment. So.
We have, I don't know if it was made aware, we do have a member going through EMT class. I believe he is going to be testing out in June. So that's a pretty good deal. He's been doing good and everything. Things have been a little different, you know, because they're doing stuff online and stuff with some of those classes and so practical. But as of now, he's doing pretty well in class. So that's a pretty good thing for us.
We haven't had any of these since Bailey. Awesome.
We're going to take that. I'd like to thank the record too, cool. So we've done this, the whole thing we've got going on with them is looking great, because now, you know, and lack of having the EMT, we've done something right there. So it's kind of like a great thing. We really enjoy it.
Well, a big thank you to Williamstown for that part of it too.
Absolutely.
This is the county director.
Oh. And the burn ban is effective until May 16th.
Around there.
So.
And Corey, does that also include like fire pits, things like that?
A barbecue in your backyard?
I'm going to say, yeah.
Because to me, a spark can still go from a fire pit, even though the logs might be
annoying. Yeah, absolutely. Because I will say, not to get off track, but yes, it's when we were out there fighting that spawn fire, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the area, but 23B where we were.
Carried all the way from 23, where's 23B?
Yes, absolutely. Now, there's a section of woods, there's 23B, and then there's a section of woods, and then there's a swamp. The ambers were actually flying through the air, and they landed out by the road, and there was a couple sections out by the road that actually caught on fire. So it's all it takes, a little wind-driven spark, or you know, anything like that, and it'll catch on fire. So.
There is a fine associated fire department has to show up.
There is, it's, if any county is involved, there it is, there will be fines involved. It's,
you know. I had a funeral in Fulton, next day I was through there, and he was still telling, but as I understand, they don't even know what the source was, do they?
I am not, myself personally, I was not aware of. I don't know what the source was. I wasn't really informed, told. I really didn't ask. We were just so busy. 7.5 hours, I was up to my knees and just water, swamp, carrying tanks and tanks of water back then. It was the biggest fire I've ever found out in the area I've been in West End before.
Wow. Thank you very much. And from all of us, thank you very much.
putting together information on the businesses and finding out what the rules, the regulations and things that we might need to be aware of in the regulations. So, okay, so next one would be they hold the county legislative. I haven't heard anything from him. We do have the county directory for 2021, and I'm sure they must have brought those off. But I do want to mention something that has directly to do with the whole. His grandson, David, who's a fourth grader here, and he lives in Amboy, has been named the Syracuse Park Walk Inspirational Honoree for 2021. He's raised over $20,000 for the Park Walk. He's an amazing kid, and he does a cooking show on Facebook. So if you want to connect with him, connect with him through Dave Holtz or someone else in that family on Facebook, and you can watch David cooking. And I gotta try his recipe. He's a great cook. But we should be very proud of our David, because we all get credit for that, right? He lives in our town. John's not here yet, so, and we got a lot to go over with John. So, Tim, do you have anything about the historian of the plane?
No, we're back on track to having meetings with the Sioux County historians. Of course, they stopped due to the COVID situation, but they have, in fact, returned to meetings through Zoom. And I've attended the last two, and there seems to be a pickup of the amount of people now going to the meetings. It's much easier to do so, obviously. So the last few meetings, we have been concentrating on the digital use of social platforms, as well as the importance of digitizing historical documents and photos. The importance of accumulating oral history from local residents was also discussed. Digitizing oral folklore, regarding recordings is also beginning to be more prevalent in many Sioux County societies. The next Zoom meeting will be on May 8th. I haven't received any mail, much of anything. Been doing other things, I guess. That's it on that note. And concerning the planning board, we've been just kind of concentrating on what's going on here, and now we're going to be getting ready to work. The CBA and Truman, who's in charge there, will be addressing the board at some time with getting some new members. The other thing is that I heard through one of the board members that we might have a couple site plans coming up, and he may just have to recuse himself. Because I think he's a writer on the plans, so you know what I'm talking about, time bonus, so that might happen, so it's nice to get it back up in the morning. The only other thing I would have to report was I did attend the Tuggeranoa Christian meeting today, and their big drive today was the first broadband network throughout the Tug Hill area, and it was very interesting, and again, with them meeting on Zoom, there was, I think, 18 or 19 participants, probably 10 besides the regular board members. It was held in Central Square, and I didn't get up in time, so I haven't seen it. So. That was pretty interesting.
Thank you, Tim. John, we're going to leave you for last, okay, because we got so much to cover. Ron, you
of building this year. There are 53 active and home permits as of this day. This is a letter to all of our board members, Steve. Tom Ward of Amway, I'm announcing that I will no longer be serving on the Amway Town Planning Board effective May 1st, 2021. Since my 5-year term as a planning board member that expired on December 2020, I no longer wish to serve on the board. I did agree to stay on until May 1st, 2021 as required. It was a pleasure to work with all of you. I hope you can continue your efforts to keep Amway in good shape now and in the future. Sincerely, David Marzoff.
Thank you, Dave, for all your service and for extending your and for extending until May 1st. We all appreciate it.
Total disbursements was $51.
I don't know how much of it comes back to the town.
Pay to the supervisor, $48. Pay to New York State Animal Population Control, $3.
Beverly's out there, so I don't know if she's got anything.
Beverly, you're there?
Yeah, but I'm not getting any video now, and the sound is really distorted. I can barely hear you guys.
Okay, we can hear you. I'll work on the video here. Hold on a second.
Okay. Then just as far as tax collection, everything went smoothly. I see Paul, but a different background. Anyway, everything went smoothly. I transferred everything to the county. I do have one more bank statement that I had to reconcile. With the e-check, it credits the deposit the day somebody transfers online. However, the bank does not receive the deposit until 4, 5, sometimes 10 days later down the line. So there were some at the end of the month that didn't get credited in the bank account. So that's why I have to wait an extra month. So the credit cards get credited to deposited in the bank immediately as paper checks. If I go bring a deposit and get deposited immediately, but the e-checks don't, there's a delay. So it took me a month to figure what was going on. So with the May statement, then everything should come out. It looks to be like about $3,000 that will be in fees, late fees that'll go to the town.
Awesome. We'll take another $3,000.
Okay. I can't really hear you. It's really like staticky and echoey, almost like a radio. So.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. Paul?
Good evening. Yes, I heard you. I was working on this here. This is not my usual setup, and things are not working quite the way they usually do.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a written report for you tonight, but basically the Tug Hill Commission offices are still operating at the 50% occupancy level and staff are working full time. They're working from home when they're not working out of the offices. Governor's executive order allowing remote meetings and public hearings by means such as Zoom has been extended until May 6th. Tug Hill Commission, as Tim noted, met today in Central Square. As you probably heard, New York State has passed legislation for adult use cannabis, which includes an option for a municipality to opt out for their town or village. I have copies of that legislation. If you want to consider it for Amboy, you have between now and the end of the year to do so. You have to act by the end of the year if you want to opt out. You can, if you opt out, you can opt back in the future. Also, if you choose to opt out, the public can force a referendum to have you have that decision overturned. So you probably want to make sure that whatever you're doing is consistent with what the people of Amboy want, because they can request a permissive referendum and overturn your decision to ban it in Amboy. And this is just a sale, by the way. People will still have the ability to consume if they so choose. This is just whether you are going to allow sales in town or not. So here's a copy of the model local law. And like I said, you have between now and the end of the year to take action on that, should you choose to. And then I have a couple of copies here of some of the
seminars that we're doing between now and the end of the year. I only have a couple of copies here, but you can run more copies if you want more. And this is all from this most recent several times. So
that's all I have for you for tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I think the cannabis use retail distribution for the future. Okay. I think we should just kind of leave this conversation as contemplation.
So much.
All right. John, we have a lot to go over with the highway department. So I don't remember what date it was, John. What date did we end up having to call the police? It was 2 weeks ago.
I don't have a date with me.
It was 2 weeks ago, right?
It was probably, yeah, probably at least 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Thursday.
It happened Thursday into Friday, right?
Yeah. Jerry called me Friday morning. Okay. Friday morning, we called the cops.
So Friday morning, April 2nd, it was brought to our attention that we had a robbery at our town pole barn, where we store pieces of equipment, including our tree truck. Tree truck had that was damaged, and trying to break open doors and get into the vehicle. They were successful in getting into the vehicle, and multiple pieces of equipment were stolen, including chainsaws. And then John was involved with the state police and the insurance company, and he can give you an update on what happened with that.
I contacted the insurance company and give them a quote of everything that was taken and prices. And they are processing the check now. That's just for the stuff that was stolen. Now the damage on the truck, I have taken it to get a quote on it, but I haven't got that yet. So it's because it's got to have a couple new doors, and it's got to have a new rod where it locks, because it cut the padlock, and then they cut the rod that locks the doors together. So I'm hoping by the end of this week I'll have a quote for that, because the insurance company is two different. That goes for damage, and then the other goes for theft. So we're kind of working with same insurance company but two different people. And the state troopers have it. I just talked to them and they have it.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah. So the afternoon of the 2nd, most of the board members were available and went to the town bar to discuss this with John and try to come up with some preventative plans. That evening, we purchased video surveillance equipment
and that has been installed. There are signs up that say you are under surveillance. It's a very nice system. We have a total of a significant number of cameras, we're going to say it that way, around the property of the town barn. We also have camera installed in the pavilion, so that's protected, or it's, you're under surveillance. And we can store all of the video and pictures. So if it happens again, you're going to be identified, either by your vehicle or by your face.
Because it can also be zoomed in.
So it's a very nice system, and it was not expensive.
Really kind of overdue.
And it, yeah, we should have done a long time ago. And the very first question the trooper asked John was, where's your cameras? They're in a box in store. So, thank you very much, John, for handling all of that, and Lonnie and Terry for installing the equipment for us. And, yeah.
So, thank you, everybody. You guys drive by? Can you wait to me? If I'm in the office, I will see you.
Just remember that if you drive by.
Maybe John might not like it. Might
not like it. Some people
have done. Okay, so John, thank you very much for all you've done with the insurance and the police and all of it. I appreciate it. Give us the good news from Friday.
The Mac brought 15,800. And I need to know if we're going to accept it or not.
I'm in favor.
I make a motion to accept that.
Second it.
Mm-hmm. All in favor? Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Aye.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Tell them we want our money.
Okay. As a matter of fact, she just called me at 6:30 and I know how I made out. I said, I got to be
very good.
The only thing that I would ask is if we could take that money and put back into something that I need. And I kind of have my eyes on a sweeper.
So explain what you guys, you two know about this. So explain why we need a new sweeper.
Oh, God, my head. Go ahead, John. It's one of the ones you drive. So self-propelled. J&J Equipment has one. It's around. Me and the guys went out and looked at it. It's in really good shape. And they're asking $23,500 for it.
The sweeper we currently have, because it's a tow behind, it ends up causing problems with the machinery, which we then have to repair and replace.
You have to pull the tractor, it sucks the dust and everything.
And besides, you're tying up two pieces of equipment. You know, you're tying up an extra piece of equipment that must be somewhere in the landowner's not like the best at all.
I'm sure
in one of them sweepers for the last 15 years. We bought ours right there, it through them because it was used. And the only thing we've ever done to is change oil, the filters, and normal. That's it.
So we're getting almost 16,000 from the tax sale. Yay.
And I'm sure if I put the tow behind up on Auctions International, that would, I'm sure, would probably be between 2,000 and 2,500. I mean, that's a guess. I can't guarantee it.
So.
Because we paid like 37 or 38 for it.
I'm completely in favor of buying this new self-propelled.
Matter of fact, I would make a motion to purchase this.
Okay.
All in favor?
I talked to him today just to see if it was still available before I brought it up. And it will be back at the end of this month. The state's got it right now. And he says once it's brought back, if we sign the paper, he'll have them bring it in. He'll put all the Brussels in it and go right straight through it, change the oil and service it, all that stuff. So we'll be ready to go.
Good.
Yep.
So go for it.
Yep.
Thank you, John.
Okay,
that's it.
Did you already start it out, John?
That's actually cheaper than it started out, wasn't it? 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Good deal.
I might.
You want to explain this loader real quick?
Wait.
Oh.
So once we get the new sweeper, let's just make an agreement, a motion, whatever, right now, that once we have it, we put the existing sweeper up for
Auctions
International.
Yes.
And that way we don't have to bring this up again and forget
Correct.
About it. And I'll put it up.
Correct.
Okay. So can I have a motion to do that?
I still make that motion.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
So as soon as we get the new one, John, go ahead and put that one up.
Okay.
And just let us know when it's up and when the bidding ends. Because it was funny that five of us were watching the end of the bidding. Last week, so
I was right down to the wire. Yeah.
Bid it up?
No.
Okay. We did get the mowing contract for 2021. It's the same mileage, it's the same. I honestly, and John told me there's not any real difference from last year's mowing, so we'll just move forward with that.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Actually, John's already signed it. I just need to. So. Okay.
And before I discuss the other, the week of the 3rd, I got the 21 going out and having a tarp put on so we can start hauling pressure run.
Okay.
All right, John, what's the 21?
The new truck. The new truck.
Western Star.
I'm just making sure I know what you're talking about. I have a blinding migraine, so.
We all are.
That's ready for you. John has preliminary. This is preliminary. Oh, that's good. John, I'm sorry.
Board member 10 signed for looking for in the book here.
No, not everything else, but not that one. Right now, Chip's is 71.7. EWR, which is Extreme Winter Recovery. What is that?
Well, I had trouble too, yeah.
I can't see it. It's all this blurry little
$14,664.45.
And this one is paved New York. I can't read them. My eyes can't focus.
This paved New York is $18,918.05.
The local representative for the Department of Transportation retired last week, and a new person has been appointed in this place. We had a really, really good working relationship, and we're very hopeful. John has sent a couple of emails and questions to the new person with pretty quick responses, so it sounds like our relationship is going to continue in a good spot. He will be missed. He was a great guy.
From what I understand, she has been working with Dan for quite some time before.
And he, all through COVID last year, but the 90 times we, John and I, and were contacting him about chips and things, he was wonderful to work with. So he will be missed. And We're very hopeful for the person. And I'm sorry, I don't know her name. Okay. There are new flags around the way. If anybody is interested, we bought new flags from the park, the town barn, the town hall, and I'm buying a new POW MIA flag for the town barn because I think we should be flying that. Lonnie is a vet, so we're going to continue to fly that flag. All right, other highway stuff is the loader. That's the big boy we got to talk about because we've got all kinds of news on that. Giving it to you.
Well, the best quote I had is from LB Smith, Advantage Equipment. He was there last week and he re-quoted for a trade-in. And right now they will give us $35,000 for trade-in for ours. And it was only $40,000 like 3 years ago when we were gonna get it. Right now I was just talking to John the salesman the other day when he was there. And they've got quite a few in stock. They have, they don't feel they're going to stay long because with that money, that extra money that all the towns got, they are buying up equipment after them. They have different, right now they have, I don't know exactly how it works, is you can pay like half this year. And you can pay half next year. And I think it's something that we should try to consider.
So what's the most important piece of equipment we have? So we could, John, this $142,000, does that include the forks?
No.
That don't include
the forks, it just includes for the equipment.
So how much would the forks?
But it comes with a bucket, right?
Yep.
So for the extra $5,000, you can have the heads over 5,000 for forks.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's something that
public on Zoom Advantage Equipment is a law book.
But it comes with the quick detach already on it, right?
Yep.
$142,000?
Supposed to, yeah. I mean, I can double check it, but that's the way we discussed it.
Yeah, I would double check that. But
right now,
you're looking at just under $5,000 to have the forks right with it.
So right now, Advantage is coming a good 10,000 below Caterpillar and John Deere.
Yeah. So last year, John wrote a grant request working with the Tug Hill Commission, and Nancy Butler got involved and had conversations about the grant. So the three have been working on it. We have a grant pending. Don't know how long that's going to take. We put money in the budget to do matching funds for the loader. So we have the money in our budget to pay for the loader. We put enough in, whether we got the grant or not, because this is something we've been needing for 3 years at least. So we have the funds to do this. I propose, Nancy has reached out to find out if it would impact the grant if we went ahead and did the purchase now. We don't believe it will. So I propose that John get the information to Nancy about reaching out to Vantage and figuring out how we can do this whole thing and moving forward. If we can enter into a deal with them to take our existing loader for $35,000, which is, I'm not saying it on Zoom, it's a miracle, we'll take every penny. Mm-hmm. Gee, I just said it, and then, I don't care. We need it, we're taking it. And then we go ahead and purchase it. We can negotiate the deal where we pay half this year and half next year. I think it's a wonderful idea.
I think it's an awesome deal.
And this is the same size loader, isn't it, Jen?
Yeah, it's a brand new loader.
And that loader's been good with us.
And so.
So is Vantage.
Yeah.
So is the previous one. I mean, look what they did that time they were having all that problem. They brought a loader out and we had it for what, almost a month, and they never charged rental or nothing.
Don't remind them of that.
So you're going to check on that then, John?
Yep.
Okay.
John and Nancy will get together.
And that'll be with Forks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The only thing I'll need, Bruce, is on the three numbers that's on the front of that I highlighted them, I think.
Yeah.
I need them to give them the answer because that's what you'll have to call.
Okay. So I will make a motion to move forward with purchasing the loader from Vantage. We already did the quote on it. We did all of that stuff last year when we wrote the grant. So all of that is taken care of.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Go for it, John. Talk to Nancy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be working half days in Constantia, and the rest of the time she'll be available for phone calls.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, I want to thank you guys.
Oh, you need this, John. June 22nd is the state and local primary here, and November 2nd. So
I'll June 22nd?
June 22nd and November 2nd.
Whose election?
I'm sorry, I'm
lost. Did something else wrong? Did we ever find anything out about our Runnings account for Ultra Runnings?
No, it's a credit card, and we're not going to do it.
Okay, okay. Well, the only reason why I was just wondering if Tom could hold that they do, they have one of the chainsaws out there that we need. And that's why I just wanted to, I could probably just have Nancy give me a check too.
Yeah, look,
you know,
because they don't have any kind of a revolving credit, it's credit cards, and we're not going
to do. All right, I'll talk to Nancy on that. I did find a small saw today that we can use out of the bucket.
Okay.
So we actually can start doing a little bit. As a matter of fact, weather permitting, tomorrow we're going to start over on a little pond road.
Oh, I saw you move the tree out back here too. Thank you. Okay. We still have what to do.
For Troy. And we need five, right?
Okay.
From our previous hearing, we need to have someone
make a motion.
Make a motion.
For the moratorium.
Have our moratorium, our 90-day moratorium.
All right, so I think that's a resolution. Am I correct, Paul?
Yes.
I will make a motion to accept a resolution for a 90-day moratorium for the
summer. So
thank you. Beginning today, April 19th. And ending July 19th? Did I do that right?
You can just say 90 days.
Okay, for 90 days.
Yeah. Today's day. You don't have to worry about it.
I would like to make that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you. We do need to do the local law for the zoning change.
Yes.
Can we do it next month? It's already done. The board's already had the hearing, right? Do we have to make that tonight?
No.
I can't. I honestly can't.
No.
All I see are spots. So.
Oh, it'll wait.
I am driving. Get out of the way. if there's nothing from the public, there is something from the public.
Just a quick question. I called you concerning the bar.
Yes, you were reappointed at the January board meeting.
All right.
So you're good to go. And you, Marianne did the research for us on that.
But I also mailed in something. I mailed in the minutes from January, so that we have them that we did do that.
Good.
Before we go to the bills, the surveillance system that is so, I mean, it's a beautiful system that works really well. And I would like to suggest that we buy it for the town hall.
Choice.
Each of our entrances would be covered. It would allow our town clerk, our
constable,
if you so chooses to use it, the tax collector, they would be able to stay at their desk and see who's outside. You know, makes me more comfortable. At the way it is now, since actually before COVID, they come in the building, and if they know they're going to be here alone, the doors are locked behind them. And even if there are appointments, they actually have to go and admit people. Mm-hmm. Make appointments.
All cameras necessary to have the town officials safe.
Are you making that motion that we do that?
Yes.
Second, that we buy the security cameras? All in favor? Thank you. Terry and Lonnie said that they would do any installation that we need done. Oh, and tell Lonnie I want to see the bill for the wiring from the town bar.
You just turned it in today. I'll have it next up.
Because it's not in the bills that we paid today.
If any of you guys want to come down, I hope Kathy's stopped on. I'm not for sure if Bruce has been there since it's been set up or not, have you? You're more than welcome to come in and look and see how it's set up.
It's
very cool. I got a big TV in my corner.
It's very cool. And the way it's set up, they could access it from a phone or a laptop or a device. Once we teach everybody how to do it. So, and the new doors have been, we got the quote. Those two doors are being replaced. The side and the back door are being rekeyed, and the doors are being made as we speak. So we should have them within, I'm hoping, next 30 days.
To be rekeyed to a different one.
All four keys will be the same, but they'll be the new keys from the two front doors. And then everyone who needs one will be issued a new key, because we probably got 60,000 of them out there from the old doors. So they won't work for very much longer. All right. If someone would make a motion for the general fund vouchers 51 to 68 or 8,000. What's that number say?
I have it right here. $8,495.02.
I would make that motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Highway fund. I can't even read the vouchers now.
Highway fund number 70 through 92 for $17,925.67.
I'll make that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Great. Thank you. Anything else, guys?
Yeah, you go home and get to move.
Thank you guys for handling most of this for me. Oh my God.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
I didn't think you'd. I never think that about David. You've got to see his Facebook thing where he's
okay. All day. I don't know.
I hope we get to be
here.